Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Pass the aux cord and crank up the volume. Figgy Figs in the driver's seat. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. It's time for Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610.
Yep, it's the mixtape in the Loop Sports Radio 610. Figgy Fig holding it down on a Tuesday. Happy Tuesday to everyone out there. I want to ask y'all something real quick. If y'all could break down something in depth, anything you want, anything, what would be your go-to? Like, could you break
fishing?
John, yeah, you could break down fishing.
Yeah, which lures to toss in certain situations, etc. I could break that down pretty good.
Reggie, what you breaking down?
Ooh, maybe I'm thinking either like a movie or like a particular album.
Okay.
Like if I get a certain album, like maybe a...
Could you break down The Wire?
Oh, yep, there it is. See, you knew my answer. Yeah, you knew my answer for me. It would be The Wire, 100%.
Okay.
You already sick of hearing me talk about it
now. Hey, we should talk about it a little more, man. I wish Lopez watched the whole series so yeah, he could kind of get in on it, too.
You jumped out on the series?
I jumped out on the series. And when? It wasn't because I necessarily didn't like it. But sometimes when
I'm a Sopranos guy.
No. Sometimes when your significant other doesn't like it, you automatically.
That's fair.
See, all you got to do is you got to educate her on what's happening. You know what? I'll come over and that. I'm sure that'll help.
You can sit between us.
See, now, Jan, what's happening here is.
Well, she'll make you some popcorn.
See, and then you ruined it. You went and ruined it now, didn't you?
So I want y'all to guess what this guy. Is breaking down here because so this video went kind of viral and he was giving details on why this person is the top 10, why this person is
right.
I want y'all to figure out
like what it is.
Yeah, what it is.
My top 10 will be ranked on longevity, who they face in their prime, and of course who I had the most of in my collection. Number one, my goat, Cherokee. She faced everyone in their prime. Charlie Mack, Wesley Pipes, Brian Pumper, and she had chemistry with
all
of them. All-time great performances, plenty of classics. It is undeniable that she is the GOAT. She faced a young, hungry, up-and-coming future legend in J-Mac. Put her up against the best of the best today, and she still will dominate. Number two, I'm going to admit now I wasn't a big fan, but she faced the greats and collaborated with my GOAT Cherokee plenty of times. Pinky was a true pioneer of her time. She's one of the first women to
be
independent with her own website. She gave other women exposure through her website. She gave back to the game. Her decline was steep. It was like watching Shaq on the Celtics towards the end. If you look at the old Vlad TV interviews, you will see what she was going through, and you will give respect to the performances that she put on while she was going through all of that. Number three, Jada Fire, straight killer. She made scenes better with just her presence, went up against the best of the best, collaborated with the best of the best, no debate. Number four, one of the veterans in the game. She was more than a pretty face. She did all the dirty work. Olivia O'Lovely.
That's insane.
She went up against all the greats, collaborated with the greats.
All right, what is this?
About those double-sided DVDs, he will sit you down and tell you about how great that woman was.
Good for you.
My man is breaking down porn stars.
I'm proud of you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, you knew that right away.
He went top 10. Yeah. I had to cut the audio, but my man went top 10 porn stars.
Yeah, from the 713. Can't understand the names that were being said. Can y'all run down the list of the names
being said? What are the names?
Oh, you want me to replay them for you?
No, you can write these down. Just the names. His
number one, he said Cherokee.
I'm not familiar with her work.
Yeah.
Why do I feel like you're going to go familiarize yourself?
Hey, check it out whenever you get a chance.
Hey, don't do that.
But it's early.
Google it right now. Hey, just Google it right now on that work computer.
No.
Right there on that work one, right there. That is wild.
Who were the names? You have a list of the names?
I don't. But just from this clip, he said Cherokee. He said Pinky. He said Jada Fire. That's all. I'm not really familiar.
I'm not trying to be a prude. None of those three really rang a bell, so to speak.
He started
getting in the sticks.
He really did.
Because the first couple ones he named, I'm familiar with, not because I'm, you know, like this.
Look, you don't have to defend yourself, my boy.
Some of those people just be out there already, like just by name.
Yeah.
But he started getting in the sticks. I'm like, when he started naming who they faced,
that was the thing for me.
They faced?
Yes.
Well, yes. He was intentionally, I think, trying to obscure this. Yeah. But at the same time, that was very weird for him to like. Well, not. I guess. Look, I maybe
he started talking about their prime.
Yeah.
Who they won against. I'm like,
you know what I thought it was, and this wrestling is so silly. I thought it was like comic book. Like comic book characters.
From the 713, raise your hand if you think Lopez is lying. He knows these names.
Actually, Lopez is dead serious.
I am dead serious.
He would have made some type of joke or something.
Yes, I would have.
There's enough diversity and variety when it comes to that particular world where I feel like you could find yourself not getting into certain buckets. The thing that got me, though, that I was surprised why you didn't end up with it, is some of the names are just comically...
Sure.
You know, adult actor name.
He said Wesley Pipes.
Yes. Yes. That's the one where I was like, oh, okay, I know what this is. Because that is aggressively adult.
My man mentioned the double disc DVD or something. I'm like, all right, man. You
got DVDs. That's a dead giveaway.
Somebody said, damn, the only women's sport I watch and still don't know the names.
Yeah.
That guy also does speed rounds. That is... Like, the question that I have, in addition to many other ones, who is this for?
Yeah, well, hey, man, like, there's an audience.
Yeah, so
I know, and that's the thing is, I acknowledge there's an audience, and there's a lot of things that I'll watch, and I'll be like, wait, who is this for?
Yeah.
And so, in this instance, who is this particular content for? We're like, let's do the top 10.
So I think he started ranking them too because I don't know if people were saying, oh, Cherokee was overrated or this person is better. So he was just like, enough is enough. I'm going to give y'all my top 10 because y'all ain't going to keep disrespecting Cherokee like that. Cherokee is number one. Pinky is number two.
Man, you're going to make me search.
Nobody's making you do anything, Lopez. Just admit that you want to do that. Ain't no problem with it.
Yeah.
No, but yeah, that's, I guess I had not considered the idea that every single medium has the opportunity for
debates
and arguments. Now that just took me to the place. Is there a first take of this? Like, is there someone that's like, this is impossible?
Yeah.
I cannot believe that you would not put Pinky. No, I'm just playing. Yeah.
Now we're getting people arguing about who should be number one.
What is the Jordan LeBron debate when it comes to the porn stars?
I guess
don't
Cherokee
got it for you, brother.
I guess it's Cherokee and Pinky.
I don't have that for
apparently,
you, my boy.
Pinky.
I have not had nearly the conversation to know what the popular
Pinky
conversation.
Pinky is 3-8 in the NBA finals. she folded when the brakes were light.
Cherokee's no performance enhancers either.
Cherokee's got six. She never lost.
Six and no.
I guess everything can be a sport if you try hard enough, right?
It's the world's oldest.
That is unbelievable. Yeah.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Speaking of that, I was going to talk about Coachella traffic real quick, but you said anything could be a sport, right?
I guess so.
So how you feel about the SRL, which is launching a league?
The SRL.
What is SRL?
The Sperm Racing League.
Wait, what is happening right now?
So a startup in LA is launching the first sperm racing league. They built a microscopic track so guy swimmers can go head to head and see who swims the fastest. And the best part about this is you can actually bet on it.
Of course you can.
See, that's the worst part about it. I have never had a better indication that maybe our legalized gambling was a problem than the fact that dudes were like, I would like to bet on these swimmers. What is wrong with us as a society?
Oh, also, if you are interested in this, they are live streaming the first event on April 25th.
What?
Give me the teenager.
What? When you said live, somebody said I got five on it. Please don't.
I wonder if Sean Pendergast would put a bet on this.
Of course.
Would you put a bet on this?
Sure.
It's like horse racing, except not. Yeah, somebody said Figgy must be betting on AJ Blue Ball, is what they said. when you said streaming, my brain immediately went to, what all is entailed in the stream?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, what all factors into the stream? Because I feel like we're in a place that I'm... Well, I mean, we already were in a place...
Well, it's got to be just the micro... You don't see any actual, anything. It's just you see the Petri dish, I guess?
That is...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know, but...
Yeah.
Hey, they making sports out of everything, man.
I want them to fail. To be honest, I want them to fail. This should not be a thing.
God bless. All right, let's get the Coachella traffic, man. So what's the longest you'll stay in traffic to see somebody in concert?
You're asking the wrong person. I'll drive. As long as I'm... I've said this.
If you got your favorite artist performing over at NRG.
Christina.
Yeah.
Aguilera?
The Stones.
I didn't realize you was that... Well, I guess I knew that you liked Christina.
Diehard.
I didn't know that you were deep into the sticks like that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yes. Right. Yeah. Would you wait 3 hours in line or in traffic?
Ooh, 3 hours might be about the limit, right?
How cheap are the tickets? Like, you know what I mean? Like, this
you have your
free tickets.
You have your
somebody
tickets.
Gave you some good tickets. Yeah. Maybe meet and greet.
Yeah. 3 hours. I'll go 3 hours.
You want to do four?
That'd be a reach, man. That'd be a big ask.
Yeah, it's like at that point, you have 4 hours, you have what? Tripled the length of the show?
And just the frustration level.
Yeah, just sitting in traffic.
Every hour after one, it multiplies by 10 or 20.
Yeah.
Your frustration level.
So Coachella was this weekend, and some festival goers were stuck in traffic for 12 hours before getting into the Coachella grounds.
Ain't no way.
So they didn't have no access to bathrooms, water, or gas while they waited in traffic.
Well, how long was the show? It's an all weekend thing, right? But does it go continuously?
Well, it's a festival, so
it's not like a good three days.
Like you're gonna see something. You just maybe not see what you want to see.
So, yeah, maybe. And it's funny because I actually saw something a story about Coachella that was in a different vein, which is, well, actually, two other stories. One, that the festival concerts are becoming so expensive that people are like, they're selling them as like, this is your $20 down payment up front and then paying it in intervals, which that's crazy. But then secondarily, I've seen that people watching Coachella on stream is actually overtaking people actually going out there. And that's kind of wild to consider because people are still waiting 12 hours to get in. Like this thing, these things have become so large that it's huge. But I think I'd go 3 hours are probably what I
wait.
Yeah,
that's about it.
Especially, but I feel like it's a I don't know if zero sum is the right thing. It's a whole balance thing because if I had to pay a whole bunch of money, I feel like my tolerance level for how long I'd have to wait would then go down in a way where I'm like, man, if I paid all this money, what the hell am I sitting out here waiting?
That's
for?
The thing.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, nah, man, 12 hours. That is crazy. All right, I'll get y'all out of here on this. So, the former Vols QB, Nico, what's his name, Reggie?
Yeah, Maleva.
He got it.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah.
I wasn't going to get it, so I ain't even going to try. So, he was the topic all weekend when it came to the college NILs. So, you know I got to play the fake presser.
Oh, yeah,
oh,
man.
You got the AI?
Yeah, man.
You know it's going to make me mad, right?
Yeah, here's the fake Nico AI version on him leaving Tennessee.
I look like I sell cologne and mixtapes outside of a gas station. I don't know if you saw that Ohio State game last year, but I was definitely like the 37th best player on the field. So, yeah, I deserve $4 million a year. I don't know why anyone's surprised that I'm going to leave Tennessee. My name is literally I am leaving. I'm the first ever college football holdout. Everyone probably thought it would be someone that was actually good at football, though. Nope. It's a guy that looks like a f***ing Rottweiler. I mean, I may play for the Vols, but I ain't volunteering for
I might play for the Vols, but I ain't volunteering for you know what.
That's
things,
a good joke.
These things come across my timeline every day, and every day I want to forward one to you.
The funny part about it is I was playing this audio as I was getting ready for the show, and Jordan, one of our producers, he came around the corner looking like, is that him? I'm like, nah, this is fake.
Wait, good for Jordan knowing what Nico Iamaleava sounds like, because I was like, you didn't need to AI this. You just needed to get out here and get on the microphone, because I wouldn't have known, with all due respect to Nico.
No, I wouldn't have known either. But he came around the corner and like, did he really say that?
Well.
And I'm like, nah, this is fake. This is fake.
Yeah, we should have never gave. The AI, the generative AI, is like, it's, I'm sure that there's good uses for them. Haven't seen very many of it. It's just like, we out
it
here.
It just makes me laugh.
Yeah.
Like,
now, by the way, Sean is in. He texted.
He's in on the racing.
I knew he'd be in. Mm-hmm. I knew he'd be in. Yeah.
I feel like we need to give him homework. Just like see him bet on. I want to see if he's good at this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just, I don't know how you would be good at it. Like, how do you, because just like, I guess horse racing, everybody has their, you know, their particular strategies on how you identify a good horse. I don't know how you identify a good
swimmer.
There we go. Yeah. I was like,
that's a good way.
What is the euphemism I will use here to try and get away from saying that one thing?
Yeah,
I don't know how you identify the good
check
swimmer.
Check out the live stream.
I'm telling you, just go with the teenager.
Curiosity is going to kill me because I shouldn't go look at this, but I kind of want to go see what this is.
Yeah. You are.
God,
you're going to do it.
This might have been my least favorite mixtape. Not because it wasn't good, but because I feel very uncomfortable.
Yeah, so now we all got homework now. Now we got to look at this top 10 list porn stars.
Cherokee, baby.
Yep. The GOAT. You heard it from the man.
I'll said, be the GOAT. Judge of that.
All right, Lopez, come back with your top 10 list next tomorrow. I need that from you.
I'm a Jada Fire guy.
Sasha Gray.
Okay. Yeah. I'm a Jada Fire.
So we know
guy.
What you're into, because that was not on the list.
Yeah.
My man came and he's like, I got one for you. Boom. Put that on the table.
Yeah.
Filthy.
That probably ain't. Ugh. All right.
That we need to stop.
Yeah.
Now.
I have a turn this car around.
We would have a visit from the boss here in a second. All right. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, we get ready to hand it off to the fellas of the drive.